Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you're unbeaten in your last five. You've won two in a row. Certainly makes going into break a lot easier, doesn't it?
Absolutely, Schultz. And we've played pretty good hockey as of late. And when you take a look at some of those ties and you lose a shootout or you lose a three-on-three, it almost kind of you almost have that effect that you lost those games, and you really didn't. And I think as a staff and even the players, we got to obviously – we got to come back to reality and realize we tied those games. We played pretty good, and you don't think of it that way. So I'm actually happy the way we're playing. I think the guys, I think we've settled in pretty good, and you hope that carries over into the new year.
What was the week of practice like here after the guys came back?
It was not very good the first night.
But that's to be expected, yeah, isn't it?
We had actually Schultze on Wednesday and Thursday, very good practice. I was proud of the guys.
There were plenty of highs and lows throughout the course of the first half. Any of the highs stick out any more in your mind than others?
No, not really, Schultz. I mean, I think as a coach, you don't look at some of those things. You can't look at highs or lows or anything like that. You just want to see really how your team is playing day to day and week to week. And we always know that there's going to be times during the season that you're playing pretty good, you're executing well. I always say you're feeling it. I always say that's the term I use to the guys, when you're feeling it. And there's times you're not feeling it. And that's sports in general. And, you want to obviously be playing your best the second half of the year, and you want to be feeling it the second half of the year. So, the guys know what they have to do, and they know how to execute. But sometimes, again, the other team has something to say about it.
How is this group at responding to lows?
I think lows are hard for any team. But I think it helps when you're experienced, because you've went through a lot more lows in your life. It's just called experience. And I think anytime you've experienced some lows and some struggles, it's easier to fight back. But also you can lose confidence. And that's why you win a couple games and you pop in a goal at the right time. It's amazing how you gain confidence. For example, our guys, they weren't born yesterday. They know how many times we scored the first goal of the game this year. We haven't scored it very many times. I think now it's five. You probably have it down more than I do, Schultz, but I think it's 5 out of 18, where last year at this time it was probably 15 out of 18 we scored. So just little things like that, can play some head games with you.
Any surprises in the first half?
Yeah, well, I don't know if there's surprises. You're always analyzing your freshmen. To see again who responds and who can make that step immediately, who's struggling making that step, or how long does it take to make that step to Division I hockey. But so I think that's the one thing, you're always looking at your freshmen, and then you're looking at some of your older guys too, what kind of step they can make, because you always need guys to take steps, because you're going to lose people who have impact on your program the year before. So I think you're looking at a lot of different things right there, and that's the thing that you want to analyze, and you want to make sure that your freshmen are ready to play, and you want to make sure that your guys who have a little experience are ready to take that next step. And sometimes it happens, Schultze, and sometimes it doesn't.
More with Coach Cerutori when we return the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with Coach Tom Cerutori. Next couple of weeks, Tom, you play teams that historically take their share of penalties. Huntsville right now takes the most in the league this year. One of your nightly objectives is no retaliation penalties. Number one, how have you done on that this year?
Very good. We've had, I think, one or two retaliatory penalties during during the season, and one of them was like 3 seconds to go in the game, but I wasn't happy with the player when he did that, even though the game was over. We ended up winning the game, it was unnecessary, and I just don't want to play that way. I want us to play 5-on-5. I want us to play tough. I want us to be disciplined. I don't ever want us to worry about outside obstacles. Don't worry about what the other team is saying, what the other team is doing. Just worry about how we're playing and just compete our tails off. And that's kind of what Beaver hockey, is. And, over the course of the Coach Peters years to right now. And, you never underestimate your opponents. You never overestimate your opponents. But you play the game hard. You play the game the right way. And that's what you want your team to do, because more times than not, you're going to come out on top when you do that.
How have you done on the other objectives this year?
You know what? We're pretty good, Schultze. Pretty good. Scoring the first goal of the game, like we mentioned earlier, hasn't been very good. That's one of our objectives, and it's a big objective. It's nice playing with a lead, and that's one objective that we've struggled with this year. Winning third periods is important. We've got 12 objectives, as and the biggest one is really winning the third period and getting the first goal, and obviously out special teaming your opponents, and out shooting your opponents and taking less penalties, having no retaliatory penalties. So we've got a number of objectives that we want to hit, and some of them are more consistent than others, and some of them that, you know, we if we hit those objectives, we feel that our odds of winning are a lot better.
Generally speaking, if you hit on 70% of those objectives, do you win the game?
Absolutely. It's amazing, Schultz, see how these objectives, if you're 6 out of 12, like it's a coin flip. It's a 3-2 game, either way. We actually beat Anchorage last weekend and got 5 objectives, which we won 4-0 and got 5 objectives. That didn't fit. Like once in a while, it throws, throw your analytics out the window. But then one objective could actually be 3 objectives. Does that make sense too? Whether a goal could be in the third period, winning could be a power play goal. It's amazing how you could go from 5 to 8 or 9 awful quick too. But we actually had 5 and we won 4-0. So, I mean, I haven't seen that one in a while. But typically when you're at 6 or 7, when you're at 6, it's a coin flip. When you're at 7, when you're at 7 or 8, you're winning unless the goaltender's playing pretty good. So these objectives, like we've got it down pretty good where if you hit these, you know what, you're going to win, and if you don't, you're going to lose. And once in a while, the goalie throws some things off.
Josh Kessner, for them, tied for most goals in the conference. How does he make his line mates better?
Well, he can shoot a puck. I mean, Josh Kessner's got a rocket, and I think that's the one thing you got to – don't let him shoot. And when he does shoot, you better make sure you're aware because he can shoot.
There's no doubt to anybody's mind you needed those 2 wins against Anchorage. With just 1 home game in January – you need these 2 this weekend too, don't you?
You do, Schultzy. I mean, again, we got our backs against the wall right now, and we need, you know, 1 game at a time. But we do. I mean, we need to win. If we want to get home ice, these are big games.
Leo is healthy once again. Will he play this weekend?
Right now, we don't know. He's probably going to play 1 game. We got a lot of players right now, which is good. We're pretty healthy, and We're gonna have to do some rotation. We have to figure some things out. You know, we have to make some decisions as coaches. And but that's a good problem to have. We haven't been healthy all year, so. But Leo is back, and he's probably gonna play on Saturday.
You also had an injury earlier this week in practice. How much of game time decision is such an overused cliche in sports? But it's the case when it comes to a lot of these injuries, isn't it?
Well, we had 2 injuries in practice too. You know. This weekend, and one for sure is going to be out this weekend. And one of our defensemen, Ian Janko, just a freakish injury in a small game. It's just kind of weird. It's just a thumb injury, but so Janks is getting better, but Janks is, he's healing right now and just needs time right now. And we had one of our forwards had a tweak, lower body injury, but he's doing better, and we'll see. Actually, we'll see what happens, but we think he's going to play.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultzy.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.